What's going on, everybody? This is your boy MLT back with another episode. Listen, I got a rant today. I got a rant this morning. I am a diehard Knicks fan. I'm a native New Yorker, Queens, New York. All right, born in Flushing. Grew up a little bit in Jamaica before I left and moved down south. Then came back, then went back. Either way, I'm a Yankee, god dang it. And as a New York Knicks fan, I have to rant. I feel it's incumbent in my spirit to rant. Okay? Guess what I'm going to rant about? The one and only Kristaps Porzingis. Alright? Who at one point was about to be my favorite player. You know, and I'm sorry. I got to go in. Okay? Because... you know, alright, here we go. I don't know. Right, you know what? Just stay tuned. Alright, so Kristaps Porzingis. Alright, 7'3". Center, power forward, small forward, whatever you want to call him, out of Latvia, okay? I remember when we drafted this guy a few years ago, I think about 4 years ago, some little kid was fake crying, everybody was booing. Porzingis got skills, man. Porzingis was a beast coming out of Latvia. No one knew anything about him. You know, it was like a kind of like a Luka Doncic situation where he was just balling in the Euro League, but, you know, whatever. You know, we draft a good, the NBA gets a good handful of Europeans every now and then. But anyway, Kristaps Porzingis, you know, I wanted that year. Who did I want? I wanted somebody else that year. I can't put my finger on who I wanted, but I wanted somebody else. Oh, that's right. I wanted Justice Winslow. But we ended up getting him. Glad we got him. Justice Winslow ain't better than Kristaps. However, this guy, he can shoot. He's quick. He can defend the wing. He can defend inside. Like, he can, you know, get his own shot. He can move off the dribble. Like, he can do a lot of things. You know, he can put the ball on the floor. He can post up. He can turn around. He can shoot threes. You know, he could dunk on anybody. He can block anybody. Seems like a full pack. Seems like Anthony Davis in the making, right? Just 7'3". I knew from the beginning, 7'3", dude, I was like, man, he about to have some knee problems or he about to have some kind of problems because he's too dang tall. So, dudes that tall do not last that long. I'm telling you. They always have knee problems or foot problems or something that's too far for their eyes to see. They always got some kind of problem with their legs. Waist below. So I was like, it's only a matter of time. But I kept trusting and believing that he's going to do some things. And when Melo was on the team, he did some things. It looked like he was ready to take the mantle. Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? And then when Melo left, it looked like, oh man, Kristaps was unequivocally the star of New York. Okay? This was his team. This was his city. It was all about KP. All right, his Adidas are dope as hell. I love his freaking Adidas. People call him a unicorn because it's rare that you see somebody that tall do what the hell he could do. He is a beast. I'll never take that away from him. However, come on. Okay, Kristaps is injury prone. Okay, who knew that? Who was surprised about that? He's injury freaking prone. And because he's injury prone, he's never played a full season before. Okay? He's never played a full season since he's been in New York. Alright? Now, before he went down with that ACL injury, this dude was like scoring like 40, 35. Like he was balling. You know? And he was an all-star. He got picked as an all-star. You know, so he's an all-star. We were winning some games. You know, I remember that opening night, we smashed the freaking Cavaliers. You know, we were winning some games. Like, Kristaps was out there balling, and the future looked kind of bright because it would, you know, I wouldn't say look kind of bright. It looked kind of bright as far as the players, but it didn't look bright as far as the management, the organization. And I get it. The organization ran him out of town. I get it. But he did not give, the one knock I have against him is he did not give Fizdale, Steve Mills, and Scott Perry a chance to operate and make things work. I'm sure there was a plan in place. You know, I'm sure he couldn't take all the losing. But he's sitting here complaining about losing when we're losing because you ain't on it, because you ain't playing. How you gonna complain about losing when you're the one catalyst to that? Can you? I don't see us winning just 10 games with Kristaps and the full team we have. Definitely not. Kristaps, number one option. Tim Hardaway Jr., the second option. And Enes Kanter, maybe. You know, we brought Tim Hardaway Jr. back because he had gotten a little better on defense. I didn't like it. I didn't like the amount of money we gave him. I didn't like it at all. I didn't like that we gave him so much damn money. I was like, he does not deserve that much money. He could ball, but he's not a 70-something million dollar player. Hell no. He's too inconsistent. He's too streaky. And he disappears way too much. He'll score 35 one game and then go and score 12 the very next night. So, listen. I get it. We never had the best team around him. But I think this organization, this management was the time, was the, you know what I mean, the situation where it was going to happen. You know what I mean? Everything was coming full circle with Scott Perry and Steve Mills and the moves that they made. Everything was coming full circle. I never liked the Frank draft. I don't know what Phil Jackson was thinking. That was his last suck it before he got fired. I'm glad he got fired. Good riddance. He didn't know what the hell he was doing as an exec. He was better off as a coach. And we all know his hips would not allow him to coach. Freaking lazy, did not give a crap about the team. Good riddance, Phil Jackson. Go somewhere in Montana and write books about the triangle, which is a goddamn circle at this point. Nobody runs that crap anymore. Maybe elements of it, but not the triangle offense. I'm glad we got rid of freaking Kurt Rambis, sorry coach himself. Glad he's done. I'm glad we got rid of the head coach's name, Jeff Hornacek. I think he was in over his head, and it sucks because he had a really good season. He had a couple really good seasons in Phoenix, you know, and I don't think he really ever really got credit for that. But he played the hand he was dealt. He was forced to capitulate to an offense that he didn't want, just like Derek Fisher. Nobody wants to run the triangle anymore, and it's led to this point. And Kristaps, you know, apparently his brother was annoying. I don't really care about that. I just care about him and him telling the team that he didn't want to be there anymore because he didn't want to see the plan through. He didn't want to see it through. He didn't want to freaking be there for the transformation. You can't rebuild a team overnight, Kristaps. And you were the catalyst of that. He was a catalyst to the rebuild. He was the catalyst to taking New York in a different era. James Dolan had stepped back. There's nobody who doesn't like James Dolan more than me. I can't stand that man because he's ruined the franchise at this point. We all call New York the Mecca. We got little to show for it. We don't. Basketball ain't the same unless New York Knicks are good. Right now, the Nets are balling, making New York look good. And I'm rooting for the Nets too to succeed because my mother's from Brooklyn. But besides the point, Kristaps was supposed to be the center of that cataclysm. He was supposed to be the one to start it all, to attract other free agents, to bring people with, you know what I mean? He's a unicorn. He's supposed to bring other people to play with him. If you're the best player on the team, like I heard Shaq tell Stephen A. Smith this, if you're the best player on the team, or you're the franchise player, you call other people and say, hey, man, come play with me. Come play with me and let's get this done. Let's win this chip. You want to be on my team. You want to be on my squad. And let's win together. But now these like, you know, same thing goes for Anthony Davis. Do I think he should leave? Yeah, I think he should leave. Mainly because I want him to come to New York. But I think he should leave because Pelicans ain't done nothing for him. They ain't surrounded him with the best team. So why wouldn't he want to leave? You could say it's the same situation as the Knicks. I get it. But they were just in the playoffs last year, in the semifinals. And Anthony Davis is less injury prone than Kristaps. Well, actually, I don't know. Maybe he might be more injury prone. Either way, you can't complain about something when you're not out there contributing. Kristaps Porzingis hasn't been playing. And he wonders why we've been losing. He doesn't like us losing. I get it. I don't like us losing too. I don't like it. I almost fell off in Knicks, period. But there's a plan in action. There's a new management, a new organization in action who has your best interests in mind, who's trying to surround you with the best talent. And it takes time to do all that. Kristaps. So I'm just saying this. Kristaps. Like, look, I get it. I'm tired of losing. I mean, we're losing because you wasn't playing. But since you don't want to acknowledge that, you sit here making these cryptic IG posts like, oh, the truth will come out. You know what I mean? The truth is, you didn't want to be there. The truth is, you didn't want to be a part of the grand plan. And it's going to suck when the Mavs are in purgatory. I mean, I wouldn't even say they're in purgatory because they got Doncic, who is just amazing. This guy is like a freaking beast. If Kristaps is healthy, they might make some noise. In the West, eh. But I see us having more success than the Mavs do in the near future. Why? As long as the plan happens the way it's supposed to happen, and we lay in Zion, and we get KD, and we get maybe Kyrie or AD. Oh, my gosh. Lord have mercy. I'm telling you right now, we going at least to the conference finals. His Fizdale's a good coach. You know what I mean? He just needs more talent to work with. He just wants stars to work with. I'm not gonna go out and say he's overrated. I'm not gonna say that yet. I think if he has a good amount of talent to work with, I mean, look at what he had with the Grizzlies that first year he was there. He dragged them to the playoffs. So I think as long as he has a good amount of talent and the right fits. Now we got Dennis Smith Jr., DeAndre Jordan, okay, and Wesley Matthews, who's another injury-prone player. All right, I hope we keep at least Dennis. You know, if we're going to do buyouts, you know, I hope we do buyouts for DeAndre and Wesley. I want to keep Dennis, the player we should have drafted. Instead, we drafted Frank. Oh, freaking Frank. Who knows where Freaky Frank is? Frenchy Frank is. And I like Frank for his defense, but he's too timid. You know? And let me circle all the way back to Kristaps. All right, because I'm digressing like a mother. It made me so angry. Like, I was kind of shocked that we traded him. I was like, why did we trade this dude? What are you doing? I was like, why do we trade this dude? Like our star player. The one player that was supposed to be used to bring other players here. And now he's telling people not to come there, saying the Knicks fans deserve better. This organization, the Knicks fans deserve, you know, this and that, and the truth will come out. So you're telling people like don't go play there by doing that. Why would you do that? Like that's the how tacky and sloppy can you be? It's a new organization. Yes, James Dolan is still the owner, but he might sell the team soon. You got to see it through. No one's saying waste your prime years and your best years by being part of the crappy organizations, but most of these stars are part of butt organizations before they get good. Steph Curry and the Warriors and Klay and all them, they had to endure some bad years before they got good. They weren't always a freaking a powerhouse team that they were. They had to develop into that. How trash were the Cleveland Cavaliers before Bron got them over the hump? How trash was Jordan's Michael Jordan Bulls? Bulls with Michael Jordan on it. How trash was the Bulls before Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman and Kukoc and Kerr and all those guys and Harper and all those guys got there, and then they turned it around and developed into a dynasty. I didn't even know who the Spurs were until David Robinson and Tim Duncan and Ginobili and Tony Parker got there. And Bruce Bowen. Oklahoma City. They didn't start off the gate going to playoffs. These things have to develop over time. You have to get better. You have to learn chemistry. You have to build with the people you're with. And you have to keep, you know, the same regime, the same organization. Keep things steady. Bring in new faces to contribute. But it doesn't just happen overnight. Everybody remembers how bad Miami looked when they got LeBron and Chris Bosh all together on the same team. Of course, they still went because they're three perennial all-stars. But they still got waxed in the championship. And when they put it all together, they won the next two. You feel me? So everything doesn't happen overnight, Chris Stapps. Why are you sitting here, you know, using your Jedi mind tricks to convince people not to come? All you're doing is hurting opportunities. Not for you. Now, you're hurting opportunities for yourself because you're coming off as the kind of guy that bashes organizations. Only person that's openly does stuff like that is Jimmy Butler. He doesn't even really do it with that kind of tenacity. He just is who he is. Everybody knows it and everybody understands that. You know what I mean? But you, on the other hand, are showing some true colors right now. You know, and I mean, I don't care about him as a person because I don't know him. But as a basketball player, I was like, man, like, I'm about to get me a Chris Stapps jersey. Like, my favorite player. We in there. That's why I don't buy NBA jerseys, because they come and go. These players come and they freaking go. Nobody stays for more than two seasons nowadays. So I don't see the point in attaching to a player these days. You know what I mean? I almost bought a Carmelo. He lasted, what, seven seasons? Four? I don't know. Seven? And those were turmoils. I didn't see the point in buying a Carmelo jersey. But I don't know why Kristaps sitting here acting like he's such a coveted player. Like you're an all-star that you didn't even play in because you got hurt. You still haven't played because you've been hurt. And at this point, why are you talking? Like, you aren't hurt. Like, you're contributing. You sit here talking like he's been contributing to team success. Like, he's helping the team win. Like, he's been on the team busting his butt and we've been losing. It's one thing if that was happening. If he was out there actually playing and he was out there and Coach Fizdale didn't know what the hell he was doing and they were losing games. I mean, you see how disgruntled cancer is. And that's another subject. Cancer's so disgruntled that he doesn't realize he can't play defense. He doesn't realize he ain't playing because his defense is trash. He's sitting here complaining, kissing the floor, and he's going to go in the air ball right after you kiss the floor. You go in here throwing subliminals to the fans. We want Cantor. No, we don't. I was never excited with Cantor on the team. I was like, man, this is an all-offensive dude. This dude cannot play defense. Why is he on the squad? What's up, Zook? Thank you. So, my goal is to enlighten you people. You understand. Chris Stapps is getting, from some people, way more credit than he deserves. Like, what has he really contributed to the team? Like, outside of that all-star season that he had in the first half, when he was balling. Like, I'm just saying, like, he's a good player. He has potential to be great. The Whiskey, I get that. All right. But you gotta, your best ability is availability. I don't care how good you are. If you can't be there to play for your team, you're no good to me. If you're not actually there to show up and actually put it up and play in these games, you're no good. You can't sit here and complain about us losing because you're the one that we need to win. Call him the poison god and all this other bull. Like, he's hurt too much. We need some dogs. All right. We don't need people that's going to complain, sit here and complain about, oh, I want to be part of the organization. We're trying to get Zion. Can you imagine if we had Kristaps, Zion, KD, and potentially Kyrie, even with DSJ? No, we wouldn't have had him at the, you know. Well, okay, look, Kristaps, Zion, KD, and potentially Kyrie. Kyrie had just told the whole world that he don't owe nobody nothing. That probably means he ain't going back to the Celtics. He's been complaining about the Celtics all season. So what makes you think that he will go back to them? Oh, he coming to New York, baby. He coming to New York. And I'll be waiting for him. Like Michael Rapaport said, Kristaps, you can take your behind to Dallas and see if you can fit on the horse. No limp. No, I'm not going to go there.